A traveller may now describe Central Australia as a heartbreaking wilderness. J.W. Gregory, The Dead Heart of Australia, 1906. When we imagine Australia whole, we see it from above. Mapped, a meandering line that encompasses 8 million square kilometres of the Earth's landmass, creating a shape and form so familiar it needs no explanation. On a satellite image, the internal border lines we've drawn across the surface of the world's only island continent dissolve. The populous edges thicken and shimmer. The centre dominates, reaching out, touching everything, an ocean unto itself. From the air, it appears infinite, a country beyond the edge, unfathomable, humbling, and eternal, a country for disappearing into. The plains and hills stretch all the way to the horizon, beating in a blinding haze of ochre and red. Even the perpetual groundswell of heat fails to dim the echo of the vast inland sea that once covered Central Australia more than 150 million years ago. The forces that sculpted the country have left their ineffaceable mark. Every gibber plain and desert in the arid heartland is haunted by the memory of salt water. Climbing the summit of a sandy undulation in 1844, the explorer Charles Sturt gazed out on interminable ridges of sand dunes that extended northwards in parallel lines beyond his range of vision. They appeared to him like the waves of the sea. In the late 1940s, flying over the landscapes of Central Australia and looking down on the same country that Sturt surveyed 100 years earlier, the artist Sidney Nolan saw the earth with a layer peeled off, a hard, strong country with a power almost tangible, drenched in a transparent and impenetrable light. For Nolan, too, the resounding presence of the ocean was undeniable. Struck by the mathematical and almost theological beauty of the parallel dunes, their subtle relations intertwined as they stretched over the land, the heart of the continent, as old as Genesis, was revealed to him. Most of it, he recalled years later, looks like the bed of the sea, and most of it was. Like the sedimentary veins of the colour redolent of a more fertile past that coursed through the rocks and mountains, the traces of water's movements millions of years ago through Central Australia have given rise to oceanic metaphors of absence and longing. Perspective is everything. The centre of Australia was once imagined by Europeans from the deck of a ship. In 1770, when James Cook sketched his first maps of the continent as he sailed up the east coast, he sprinkled mountains like confetti onto the blank spaces of the interior, as if they might crown verdant valleys and grasslands. For the countless Europeans who followed in Cook's wake, the coast quickly became the centre of civilization, while the vast unexplored lands of the country's interior remained an enigma that would one day have to be breached if the country was ever to be truly known. By the mid-19th century, piercing the veiled centre was seen as the last step in claiming the continent. To find the centre was to confront the metaphysical dilemma of being a white man in an Aboriginal country. As the explorers set out on their quest, they wrote their awe, terror, and incomprehension onto the country they encountered. A godless landscape of wretched bareness, where there were no Sundays. Biblical images of trial and suffering abounded. In 1844, Sturt, unnerved by the solemn stillness and monotonous wilderness, felt himself the last of creation amid the desolation and destruction of the world. Forced to relinquish his dream of an inland sea and driven back by exhaustion and lack of adequate food and water,